These are great events, and I appreciate the opportunity. My name is Cedar Gray. I'm a sixth generation Oregonian. I live down in Williams in the Siskiyou Mountains. My wife and I and our four children own and operate Siskiyou Sun Grown. We're organic producers and processors. We specialize in decarboxylated concentrates and sun-grown flower. We've applied for our Tier 2 outdoor recreational producer license, and next we'll be applying for our recreational processor licensing. I serve on the Oregon Liquor Control Commission's Recreational Marijuana Rules Advisory Committee. I'm the past president and current board member of Oregon Sun Grown Growers Guild. I'm very pleased to be on a panel with Lee Berger and Peter Gendron, friends and colleagues of mine. Over 15 years ago, Lee helped convince Josephine County that my medical cultivation was actually legal when they were confused about some issues. I appreciate that a lot. And Pete has succeeded me as president of Oregon Sun Grown Growers Guild, and I've benefited greatly from his encyclopedic knowledge of all things cannabis. Okay, I'm going to speak today about concentrates. That's the focus of my family business. Okay, the definition of a concentrate is legally defined as produced by mechanical separation or by non-hydrocarbon chemical separation. That could include vegetable or animal fats, vegetable glycerin, isopropyl alcohol, or ethanol. It can also be extracted using CO2 without high heat or pressure, and interestingly, high heat and pressure are currently undefined. So concentrates are not affected by the current licensing restrictions on extracts. That's important to know. But starting October 1st, all concentrates sold need to be from licensed processors. Also, starting October 1st, the new rules will take effect for concentrates regarding testing, labeling, and packaging. Processors can apply for licensing from either or both the OHA and the OLCC, and we will also be applying for endorsements. Endorsements include the subcategories of concentrates, edibles, topicals, extracts, and various subcategories thereof. OHA licensing is $4,000, $500 of which is non-refundable. The requirements and process can be found at the website healthoregon.org/OMMP. The OHA has established limits, or continues to change and establish limits on THC potency in individual packaging and daily limits. Currently, for concentrates, I've actually been told multiple different information today on the concentrate limits that the OHA has set, but the most recent information that I believe to be true is 4,000 milligrams of THC per package or per day. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later. Comments can be made to the OHA until June 3rd, and there's going to be multiple public meetings around the state for public testimony from May 19th through June 3rd. OHA processor licenses allow sales only into OHA licensed dispensaries, not into OLCC dispensaries. Okay, so on to OLCC licensing. The processor license costs $3,750 and allows sales into OLCC dispensaries only, not OHA licensed dispensaries. The OLCC expects to issue the first licensing, the first processor licenses in July and August. And the OLCC is also establishing potency limits for THC, and the there OLCC processors can register as medical processors and sell medical potency limits in OLCC stores. These will not be OHA licensed products, but the OLCC is referring to the OHA for the potency limits. So in this case, for processors who have the medical registration with the OLCC, they can sell medical products in OLCC stores currently with the 4,000 milligram per package and per day limit. The limit for non-card holding recreational consumers is 1,000 milligrams per package or per day of THC for concentrates. Comments can be made to the OLCC also until June 3rd. These are temporary rules. And there's going to be a public OLCC meeting on 10 a.m. Let's see. Yeah, 10 a.m. on May 25th. So I encourage people to let your voices be heard. The OLCC in particular is doing a great job of working with us and listening to our concerns and comments. And the OHA also will listen if enough people comment. Okay, so licensees, this has been a complex point which has changed multiple times, but currently the rules as I understand them are that licensed processors can continue to provide for their patients. In fact, I believe that licensed processors can transfer concentrates to any cardholder. And for reimbursement, but not for sale. The distinction between sale and reimbursement is currently undefined, and it's sure to be contentious. Okay, final note about activism. I want to ask everybody to please comment to the OHA about medical concentrate limits. I personally consume up to 1,000 milligrams of THC daily, and I function as well as you see me now. Many patients consume over 3,000 milligrams of THC daily. Safe access clearly requires more than a one-day supply to be available to a patient. A two-week supply for a patient of concentrate could be 20,000 milligrams or more of THC. I don't believe that there necessarily need to be medical limits on concentrates, but if there need to be, they surely need to provide safe access for our most vulnerable patients. So I really ask everyone to make their comments heard to the OHA in a respectful and clear way, to stand up for our patients who deserve safe access. Thank you very much for listening today.